sorry I'm late, babe. But I have some great news for you. What? Is it windy out? No? Why do I look so disheveled? Oh, I'll get to that, babe. First, did you have a good day at work? Oh, I know your enemy wasn't at work today. That's kind of my surprise. You know how you complain about your coworker all the time? How he belittles you at work, undermines your successes, and tries to throw you under the bus with the boss, and how you're worried that he's going to get that promotion and not you? Well, I couldn't stand hearing you complaining about it all the time. No, not in that way, not at all. You don't have to apologize, baby. I just meant it hurts me to see you upset all the time. So I knew that I had to try and do something about it. So that's what I did this afternoon. You gave me all the details about that bastard at work. I decided I was going to go over there and give him a piece of my mind, make him regret treating my guy so badly. Yes, I'm serious. Why? Why are you upset? I know you don't need me to fight your battles, but we're a team, babe. We look out for each other. So I had to go over there. Dressed like this? Well, yeah, you called me in my yoga class, outraged by something else he'd done at work. So I knew right then that after class I'd have to go confront him. Trust me, you're not going to be mad when I tell you how it went. How I finally got some vindication for you. Well, when he opened the front door and saw me on his doorstep, he seemed to already know who I was, which was a little strange. But he said that he enjoyed looking at the pictures of me on your desk a lot. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. But he wasn't what I was expecting, though. You made him sound pretty pathetic in your stories, babe. So I was surprised when a tall, dark, handsome man opened the door and invited me in. No, I'm not saying I liked him. Just being objective and honest. He's not a bad-looking guy, you have to admit it. That's besides the point, babe. Anyway, I went inside. Yes, why is this such a big deal? You haven't even let me get to the good part. Will you stop interrupting? So I was really letting him have it, telling him what an asshole move it is to belittle his coworkers, and how in this day and age, he could be canceled in a minute for what he does to you. Yes, I said exactly that. Well, he didn't say much. He just kept staring at me, ogling my body. And that's when it hit me. The perfect revenge. I was going to make him feel like nothing. Worthless and pathetic. Just like he does to you every day at work. Well, you do come home totally defeated, babe. So, I use the oldest trick in the book. Why? Sex appeal, of course. He was staring at me, so I called him out on it. Asked why he was staring at my tits and my ass. He tried to act cool and tell me that I looked hot and I deserved someone way better than you, and that he always thought that looking at the pictures of us on your desk at work. Yeah, that's what he said. I know, right? Me? Oh, I just laughed. I told him that I bet he didn't even have the equipment to satisfy a woman like me, so he shouldn't even waste his time looking at my body. I did. He laughed at that, too, and said he could prove it to me. So, of course, I told him to go right ahead. Well, yeah, this is the whole point, babe. I was going to make fun of his cock. Tell him he was teeny and tiny and pathetic. Even though he really wasn't, babe. He's like the total opposite of that. His cock was really something. No, I just mean, objectively, he was huge. And thick and hard and leaking pre-cum. By the time it was inside me, I'm not gonna lie, it was hard not to moan. Babe, I did this for you. You know, you're acting really ungrateful. No, I did not fuck him. I can't believe you think that, babe. He fucked me. And the whole time he was inside me, whether it was on the couch or the floor or over the bathroom counter or in his bed, I told him I wasn't enjoying it, even through every one of my orgasms. What? I have no clue how you're upset. I just told you I didn't fuck him. He was doing all the work, relentlessly trying to prove himself to me, to make me come. Yes, but he didn't know I came. At least not every time. Maybe only once or twice he realized it, but I played those orgasms off. Told him I was thinking about you instead of how stretched I felt with his huge cock so deep inside of me, hitting a spot that's never been hit before, over and over and over. What? Did I at least make him wear a condom? Well, here's the thing, babe. Oh, no, I did think of it. But the only condoms I have in my purse are the ones we use for your cock. They definitely would not fit his giant cock. No way. He's just too big. And I didn't want him to think that you were small, so... It's fine, babe. I'm on the pill. Besides, I wasn't going to ask him to pull out. That's part of the seduction. Getting him to feel how good you have it. How my pussy makes cocks come. Makes your cock come. So of course I had to make him come. Besides, after the first few loads, I was so full to bursting with his hot cream anyway. The next 3 or 4 didn't really matter. Yeah, it's all down my thighs. See? My yoga shorts are soaked and clinging to me. By the time we were done, I wasn't going to shower at his place. I just washed my face before we left. I was having a hard time seeing clearly. I didn't want to get into an accident before I could come home and tell you the good news. Well, there was a little bit of cum on my face, too. Like I say, he was determined to prove his prowess. Damn, I will give him that. He's like the Energizer Bunny, babe. Is he like that at work, too? Because that might be why he's up for the promotion, you know. No, I'm just saying. He never stopped with that delicious cock. What? No, I didn't say delicious. I said ridiculous. I said ridiculous cock, babe. attention. Oh, gosh, I don't remember. A few, at least. I know I sucked one just out of his tib, and then showed it to him and laughed at how small a load it was. Even though it was so much, it was practically overflowing in my mouth, babe. Even now I can remember his hot cream leaking out of the corners of my lips, right here. You can? Oh, gosh, sorry, I must have missed some. Let me just get it. Mm. Oh, that's better. No, it was more than once. The next was kind of down my throat. Just happened so fast. Thankfully, he didn't realize I was rubbing my pussy and coming then, too. Just feeling that thick dick of his pumping sweet and salty cream down my throat. And then I jerked him off over my face and my tits, but... What? Well, yeah, but I only did it because I knew he'd come so fast looking at my tits. You always do. Then I could tease him about not lasting. Even though, technically, he lasted a lot longer than I'm used to. And with the length and the girth of him, I almost tapped out. My arm was aching. But I didn't, because I was doing this for you. After that load, I left. Granted, he didn't have any more cum left to give. But I made sure to tell him how sad I was that he couldn't last longer. I mean, how sad it was that he didn't last long being jerked off. Even as I was trembling and my legs were like jelly and I could barely walk right, he stretched me out so much and I was leaving a trail of his spunk leaking out of my holes as I walked to his door. Ugh, and now you're the one who's upset. You know, this is the last time I try to help you out. I'm going in the shower. I can smell him all over me. You can too. Well, I'm sure you can. No, no, it's too late. I was trying to do something nice, but whatever. Fine. Yes, I would like a hug. See? That's all you needed to say, babe. What? Well, I'm sorry. I told you I smelled like him. You don't have to breathe me in like that. Wait. Are you hard? Sorry, it's difficult to tell. Oh, babe. Not tonight, okay? I'm sore and exhausted and caked and cum everywhere. Well, I know I never get sore or tired with you, but I never get fucked like that. He just used me over and over and over with his huge dick. He was just relentless. Did you just whimper, babe? I'm sorry. I guess I could give you a hand job if you really needed it. Fine, just sit down on the couch and I'll stroke you. Do we have any lotion nearby? Oh, wow! That is a lot of pre-cum. I guess I won't need any lotion. Okay. Oh, my arm is so sore. But thankfully, stroking you is so much easier. Oh, yeah, he made me work for it, babe. He said dirty things to me, too. Talked about my big fat jugs. Called me a cheating slut and a cum lover. Talked about how good I was at sucking dick. What? Oh, good, already? Well, don't get it on me. I have enough. Well, just right there on the floor, I guess. Wow, that was so quick. You broke a record with that one, honey. I guess at least there's not much mess to clean up. I only see, like, one or two tiny drops. You know what, though, babe? I've been thinking. Maybe you do need to consider stepping up your game a bit at work. Because he's just really driven and determined and just so manly. He might end up being the one they choose for the promotion. And I would hate to have to go back and teach him another lesson. Although, I would for you, babe. Is that more cum? Oh, your little cock just started spurting again. I mean, it's a little load of cum, you know what? I should go get showered up, babe. No, I'd rather you didn't join me. How about you make us dinner? It's the least I deserve for putting myself out there for you today, don't you think? Oh, you're welcome, baby. Anything for you.